Well, I was a grade 5-6 teacher at a school in Melbourne, and I taught science and technology, and we were donated a whole lot of parquetry planks, and the kids started building towers out of them, and someone mentioned to me that there was this thing out there called plank builders, and so I looked it up and found them, and so it's sort of the rest is history, I suppose, from there on in.
So when we say plank, it refers to the fact that they're really just little miniature planks, yeah?
Yeah, and I suppose to the idea, you know, with other products, if you knock them or bump them and they fall down, they fall apart, there's still a vestige of what was the construction, whereas these, when they fall apart, there's just a pile of little bits of wood.
Now, there are some real challenges to building with this, isn't there? I mean, it's very simple on the one hand and very straightforward, but I guess once you get past a certain level, it does become quite quite tricky.
Yeah, it's I think probably one of the only things that I know, one of the only toys that I know of that is completely inclusive. Everyone can build to their own ability levels. So you get parents, you get kids, you get toddlers, you know, you have roads that are being made, and my son makes little fences for his dinosaurs. So you've got a massive T-Rex and a tiny little fence, so you know, he makes little corrals for them. I've got a daughter who's now into building towers, and so she just builds basic towers, and I have a teenager who uses counterbalances to make bridges and all sorts of things.
And certainly in an atmosphere like this, of course, the competitive nature of things takes over, and the dad's probably more than anybody else here trying to build the biggest towers. Is that what you've been seeing over the past few days?
Well, we've had a couple of really, some boys particularly in this case, although that's not always the case. I've seen girls and I've seen you know, men and women sort of get into it, but in this, for some reason, this festival's just given us two or three boys who have been inspired to do some quite high structures. And the floors are a little bit rocky, and they've overcome that by adding extra weight, and so all the structures they've built are very solid. And yeah, they've put a lot of thought into how to design each part. They've got little balconies and things like that that come out.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? I mean, it's almost like instant problem solving, isn't it? Because I mean, it's like an added sort of level of difficulty having a wonky floor, isn't it? You know, yeah. It's part of the fun, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it sort of adds an extra element, and you see some of the people building wider bases and things like that to sort of compensate for the rock. Yeah. But it's the boys I was mentioning before as well. I mean, I think one of the main reasons why I get so into it is watching these two boys who had never met each other. They're like 9 and 10, 11 years old, building next to each other, and one said, oh, hey, do you want to build together? And next thing you know, time disappeared for them, and 2 hours later their parents are sort of sitting around half asleep, and they're just totally engaged, and they wouldn't have been able to tell you how long they were working for. I think they just got lost in the project.
What are some of the most impressive things that you've seen constructed then here over the past couple of days?
We've had some fantastic towers. We've had some pretty amazing, I suppose more than the constructions themselves, it's been, you know, the whole family building the tower together, and parents lifting kids up, and, you know, that's the thing that I've been able to take away. Very few, you know, when you've been doing it for a little while, very few new things crop up. We had a great one the other day where a guy was sort of building a stairway that reduced by one plank each level, and that was quite an impressive looking structure. But yeah, it's sort of every now and then something crops up and you go, oh, wow, that's something new, and so you grab a quick photo of it. But for the most part, everyone moves through the same stages, and if they've got the same amount of time, then they sort of arrive at the same place. So they might start with doing basic towers, and then they'll start moving into balconies and bridges and things like that, but they'll sort of move through the same processes and the same methods. Yeah.
That noise we just heard has also been one of the very regular occurrences of this room, hasn't it, of things collapsing. But, I mean, that's part of what it's about as well. Are you very precious about that? Because some of the structures here, like there's a man over here. If someone walked through that and it fell over, would you be devastated?
No, not really. I mean, I love to build, so, I mean, I get a little bit lost in it as well. You know, some people thought I was crazy starting this because I enjoyed building so much, and I thought there's no way he's going to, you know, be able to make a go of it. So, yeah, you can't be precious about it. And that follows then through how you present yourself and how you present what's being created. That then passes through to the kids. And so then they don't, you know, they see it. You've just clapped them and said, hey, wow, what a fantastic tower you just made. wow, it's on the ground now, let's clean it up. And they don't think anything more of it, and they sort of feel good that they've, you know, created a massive tower.
It's interesting, isn't it? You know, when you think about how high-tech so many toys are these days, and it, plank of wood is the thing that gets people in.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a little plank of wood, and it can do so much, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So the other thing here, which is really getting kids in, is the box. Is the room full of cardboard boxes. You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah, yeah. The initial reaction when they come is to, oh, I must destroy something, and then, you know, often those same kids go, oh, wow, this is quite fun building this up, you know, and so it sort of it carries on to something else, yeah, more positive, yeah.